Hi there. Come along with me to Chickasola Town. I think you'll enjoy the change of pace and the fun when you meet the Johnson family and their friends in Chickasola. In a moment, we'll take the Chickasola choo-choo, but first, a moment here at this station. And now let's rattle along over long fields of cotton, corn, and taters, down to Chickasola Town, where Papa Johnson and the Professor Potash are talking about a brand new business. Papa speaking.
Yeah, not only that, I think that we're going to be multimillionaires with our coattails out and all that, Professor.
Oh, don't you just know it. For the first time in the history of the world, the bankers will have to come to the peasants to borrow money. Because, man, we will be floating with it. We will be full of money, Miss Johnson. I mean, that is.
Yeah, I can see the money now. I can see the bank account just going up, 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 up. You know, you and me liable to even cause inflation with the money we going to make with this idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, after all, nobody else has ever done this before, Miss John. Just think. We go open up a place where anybody's got anything to sell. We don't care what it is at all. They bring it to our place, and they put it on the floor, and we just add a small percentage of profit to it, and then we sell it for them, and then they get their money, and we get ours.
It's one way to get into a big business without any kind of... Well, you don't have to invest no money, you know. Everybody bring the stuff there for you to sell.
Uh-huh. And we get them a good price because they take it downtown. And usually second-hand people don't give you too much, you know. But this way, they can put it on the floor and the customer can come in and whatever the customer pay for it, that's what it'll be. You know, be up to the public to set the price like.
Yeah, somebody puts something down, the price too high, then... Well, they can come down if it don't sell.
Oh, just like they do in the department stores. This is going to be a great thing for the community, Miss Johnson.
Yeah, oh, don't say no. Here come the lawyer, Philpott. Come on in, lawyer. Glad to see you. Me and the professor have been talking about the business where we open.
I saw your sign outside, Johnson. I have something I would like to bring down here and put on the floor to sell. I have been wondering what to do with it for some time, and... If you don't mind, how much commission do I have to pay you when you sell it?
10%.
Well, that isn't bad. I'd say that's modest enough. Now, where do you want me to put this, Johnson?
Well, what is it?
Here it is. You can look it over if you wish.
Well, what is it, lawyer?
I don't know what it is. If I knew what it was, I would keep it. It's some sort of machinery that's been laying around the office for some time, and I don't know what it is.
Goodness sake. Funny-looking thing, ain't it?
Let me see it, Miss Johnson. Kind of heavy. Ow! Oh, I know that I would mash my finger through and
leave it alone.
Yeah, sir.
How much you want for it, lawyer?
Well, how much should I charge?
Well, now, it's kind of hard for me and the professor to set a price on something, you know. After all, this stuff is...
Well, let the public, they got you...
I don't know what the thing is. How can I tell you what to charge them?
Well, that's my problem. If I knew what it was, I would have some idea about what kind of price to put on it.
Excuse me for interrupting like this, but why don't you just pick some kind of price at random, you know, and throw on there?
Well, think $5 would be too much, Johnson?
No. I don't go that there again. I don't know. I don't know what the thing is, you know. It's hard when somebody say, well, for something too much or too little... when you don't know what the thing is, that the thing is there that you got, you see.
I've asked a lot of people, and they don't know what it is, so... Well, I just don't know what to say, except... Get $5 for it, if you can.
Yeah. Looks like some kind of printing something.
Yes.
Well, thank you, lawyer. We put a price right on it and put it over there, Professor.
Oh, yeah, sir. Now, I put $5 on it, Miss Johnson.
Yeah. Thank you, lawyer.
Thank you, Johnson. And as soon as you sell it, you let me know.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be looking in on you to see if it's still here and such.
Okay, lawyer. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Johnson. Good day.
Good day, lawyer.
Well, now, see, there's four things we got in here to sell already. There's a sewing machine that Mama done put down here to sell.
Miss Johnson, we never will sell that sewing machine. I don't believe that's for clothes anyway. I believe that's some kind of sewing machine to sew shoes with.
No, it's just a heavy-duty sewing machine that they used to use years ago.
And well, they ain't even got no treadle on it, Miss Johnson.
No, this is one of them kind of machines where somebody stands there and turns the wheel.
Oh, you got a great big wheel and a handle on the wheel and you go around and, oh, I see, Well, then it ain't really broke then, is it?
Oh, no. This thing's so upside down, backwards, sideways, and every which way. Look coming. Here come another customer. Boy, I like this business of being in business, don't you, Professor?
Oh, yeah, I love to be to collect revenue for the state. I mean, I'd love this tax collecting job.
What do you mean?
The revenue agent job for the state.
You ain't working for the state.
When we make the sale, we got to collect 3%. That's state tax.
Oh.
That put me in the category of a state revenue agent.
That's right.
Hi, Miss Johnson.
Well, come in, Mr. Pee-wee. We're glad that you done come along to see how the business. Has you got anything to sell?
No, sir. I ain't got nothing to sell. It's just that I'd like to look around and see what it is. See, how much is this?
What?
Deal.
Oh, damn. That price is $5. You see it on there. Just come in.
Well, I think I'll take them. Did it work?
Yeah, it works.
That's great. Show me how it works, Miss John. I believe I'll buy them.
Well, you take them and, Well, you just take them and put them together there and fool with them and everything, and they work. That's all they do. Hey, don't they work, Professor?
Miss Johnson, I'm going to be fair and square with you. I don't know, because your lawyer just bought a mini, and don't nobody know what it is, Miss Pee-wee.
Don't you know what it is, Miss Johnson?
No, I don't know what it is. But they work.
How you know they work if you don't know what it is?
Well, Miss Pee-wee, there are lots of things that I don't know what it is that I know that it works. Now, you know that. I see stuff go up in the air every day, fireworks. I don't know what the things is, but I see them up there busting and lights come out of them. They must be working just because somebody don't know what something is. That don't mean that they don't know that the thing don't work, you know.
No, sir, but before you sell something, you ought to know what it is.
Well, now, you might got something there, but as far as the thing working, it works. It worked. There are a lot of things that I see that work that I don't know what they is.
All right, I'll give you $5 for it.
Tear the slip off, Professor. Here's your receipt, Miss Pee-wee.
Well, thank you, Miss Johnson. Here's your $5.
However, matter, Miss Pee-wee, that's a tax go on there. You know, most of the states got tax now. That's a free cent.
Free cent?
Yes, sir. You got to pay a free cents tax.
Okay, yeah, free cents.
Kind of funny kind of tax, ain't it?
What do you mean, Professor?
Well, everybody that buys something got to pay free cents tax.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we got the... He done paid it. Thank you, Miss Pee-wee, and I'll see you along the way.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Miss Allen. I hope that whatever this is that I done bought will give me good service. Good day, sir.
So long. Boy, we sure doing the business. People buying stuff and don't even know what they're buying. That's a new wrinkle, ain't it?
I done seen it happen, though, at auction sales and places. People have something wrapped up in a paper bag, and the man get up and say he ain't gonna tell them what's in there, how much they bid, and first thing you know, they got it up $3 or $4.
Oh, what's in there?
I don't know. I ain't never paid no $3 or $4 to find out. And usually folks that buy their things, they won't tell you nothing. I don't know why.
No, sir. Well, maybe they got cats in them. You don't hear about cats in them. Uh-oh, here comes Miss Lucy. Goodness, she got a great big something to sell, Miss Johnson. The first watermelon of the season.
And what happens after that makes fun on the Johnson family. At this same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment, but first a moment here. This is Jimmy Scribner, your writer, actor, producer on the Johnson family, thanking you for today and hoping you'll join us tomorrow. Till then, goodbye, bye.